weekend, probably Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Ivey's study group on criminal justice reform released its report Thursday. The group recommends changes to reduce recidivism and undertake sentencing reform. The group also recommends increased oversight of the state prison system. Prison reform is expected to be a major topic in the upcoming legislative session. No arrest after a deadly shooting in Montgomery Thursday night. Police say a man was shot and killed in the 1800 block of Hilldale Drive. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And the town of Pike Road announced that a Publix grocery store will soon join the community. Mayor Gordon Stone says this project has been in the works for years. Stone says Publix is expected to open in late spring of 2021. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When you make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you, an agent who is engaged from start to finish, one with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Millo with Wallace and Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillo.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millo.
Have you ever shopped U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct? You might be interested to know they carry a variety of dairy, produce, meats, canned fruits and vegetables, pre-made heat and serve appetizers, desserts, and beverages, as well as all of the ingredients to create your own from scratch. They also offer commercial cooking supplies, a complete line of party supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. Located at 5455 Atlanta Highway, U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show, WACV, on a Friday, TGIF edition, 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in today. We're going to be doing this drawing 25 to 35 minutes from now. Can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Now, they have got a special today for this weekend's Super Bowl. 280-FARM is the number, 280-FARM. $25 Boston Butt Large. I want to tell you, you got a Super Bowl party, you got people coming over, that's what you need. You will love it. But you have to call, you have to pre-order. They may have one to pick up today, but certainly pick it up Saturday, pick it up Sunday. Go in, I would go in, get it right for the Super Bowl, have it all nice and warm, juicy, with barbecue sauce, nobody gets hurt, maybe a Corona floating around somewhere near there, and watch the game. Doesn't get any better than that. Imagine, so if you call in your first time, you're a caller, and you get in the drawing, and you win a $60 certificate from Sweet Creek Farm Market, where you put $60 worth of goodies in there of anything you pick out. Not the stuff that's the throwaway stuff. Whatever they offer at Sweet Creek Farm Market. I have yet to find somebody that didn't say Sweet Creek Farm Market is a great place. Go by and see them. It's on 231 going south on the left-hand side. Less than 2 minutes past the turn for Taylor Road. And find Reed and Karen Ingram. Tell me you're a Dan Morris Show listener. They may give you something special, particularly Reed. He's a generous guy. He's a nice guy. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Larry. Larry, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Well, how are you doing today?
I am really good because it's Friday.
It's Friday, and I'm looking forward to the weekend to share it with my beautiful bride.
There you go. I like that.
You know, you and I have a lot in common, the little tonsillar throat head cancer.
Oh, really? You had Esophageal cancer?
Oh, yeah. This is the second time caller.
Yeah, I remember that now.
Next month, this month, February, I go in for it'll be 7 years since I was first diagnosed. I'm
congratulations.
Glad to be here talking to you.
Congratulations, my friend.
You and we beat the odds.
There you go. Anything past 5 years is golden.
Yes, sir. Put me in for Sweet Creek.
You got it, Larry. Give me
27.
You're in, buddy.
All right, then. You have a great weekend. I hope your favorite team wins. I could care less.
You know, you're about the 100th person who's telling me that. I'm going to watch it for two reasons, the commercials and to watch the 49ers defense.
Wait, you don't want to check out Jennifer Lopez?
You know, it's not going to put a dollar in my pocket one way or another.
And what if you go down to Mississippi and you bet on it?
Yeah. But anyway, I'm not going to throw my money away like that either.
Nor will I. Larry, thanks for the telephone call. Congratulations on your clear time.
Thank you very much. Talk to you later.
Thanks. Madeline?
Yes.
Welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Friday. How are you today, my dear?
I'm doing really good. How are you, Dan?
Outstanding. It's Friday.
All right. I have a question.
I may have an answer, but between Joey and I, we'll figure it out.
All right. Okay. If the senators that are running for president against President Trump, I'm trying to phrase my question right. Wouldn't that be a conflict of interest if they vote against him?
No.
It wouldn't?
You got to remember, this is not a regular jury trial. This is an impeachment where the senator, a sitting senator, has their Senate status, their Senate background, and they're a juror of the impeachment trial. So
they can
do whatever they want to, actually.
Yeah. Okay, Trump 2020.
There you go, Madeline. You have a great day.
Yeah, can you put me on the list for the Sweet Creek? I've never won, I don't think.
I could if you could give me your month and day of birth.
7/7.
I could also would definitely put it in if you give me a $50 bill with your signature on the back of it.
Well, I probably would lose on that point.
There you go. Madeline, listen in. We're going to do that drawing in about 20 minutes.
All right. Thank you.
Let's go to Duke. Duke, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Friday.
Hey, y'all. Happy Friday to y'all.
Happy Friday. I just went outside. It's cold.
It is cold.
It was cold. I don't know about you, Joey, but when I left here yesterday.
Oh, yesterday.
It was gorgeous.
That was top-down weather. It was great.
Beautiful.
What's on your mind, Duke?
What has Mitt Romney got to gain by sticking his finger in Trump's eye?
Because he wants to be noticed. It's like a intemperate child. He wants, please pay attention to me. You know how kids will act up to get their parents' attention? That's Mitt Romney. That's Mitt Romney.
Kind of like the little 5-year-old in the Batman. And another thing, I was at the bank, and I saw the Postal Workers Union endorsed Bernie Sanders.
Really?
It's like a 200,000 member.
Let me tell you my 101 on unions and endorsements. When a union endorses, that's leadership. That's not rank and file. And rank and file for Reagan in 1980 and 1984, AFL-CIO, UAW, leadership endorsed Mondale. Membership voted Reagan.
But, you know, Bernie Sanders is a socialist communist. I don't get it. It's really strange.
Yeah, well, you know, the folks that a socialist believes in big government, a union person wants more power for government that will control things to help them.
Now I see. I knew you'd figure it out.
There you go. I saw the line.
Hey, can I get in on Sweet Creek?
What do you think, Joey?
Duke, I already wrote your name and date down.
That's the guy who's looking at it after Duke.
It's 8-8, right?
Yes, sir, 8-8. Yep. He's an excellent producer, isn't he?
Duke is such a nice guy, they named a college after him.
Hey, you did a great job this morning.
Well, thank you.
Without your sidekick.
Cohort.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah, he's fine.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Thanks, Duke.
Thanks, Duke. Jim?
Yeah.
Hey, Jim.
Yes.
Jim, our Jim. Hey, Jim.
How's it going? So was that the Duke of Earl or was that John Wayne?
Duke of Earl. So you got to be old like us to know what that song is all about.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I listen to the 50s all the time on the radio. I love 50s and 60s. They could really sing back then.
Where do you go to listen to 50s and 60s?
Well, we have that, not in my truck, of course, but in my car.
XM radio?
XM radio, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Channel 5.
It's Channel 5 and 6, yep.
Yep, 50s and 60s. Yeah, I do that too.
Yeah, I do too. I love it. I even sing along with it because nobody can hear me anyway.
Well, we'll play Name That Tune.
I hope you give me more than one or two notes. Anyway, as far as the game goes on Sunday, I'm kind of with the rest of them. But I'm easily swayed one way or another. Being that Kaepernick came from San Francisco, go Kansas City.
I'm new to that.
Yeah, he ruined a lot for a lot of people. I mean, I used to love watching football. I'm a college guy. I told her still.
Yeah, I tell you, and that's the way I am. When I lived in Washington, I was Redskins all the way. Redskins would be in the Super Bowl or in the playoffs. I was there.
You're showing your age.
I know, 1984. And they were great. But once I left Washington and then the Redskins tumbled the way they did, I tried to get back in love with Atlanta Falcons. Just couldn't do it. Could not do it. That was the first year I came back in Atlanta. I think they won two games all year.
Wow. Yeah, they're tough. I mean, it's hard being a Washington fan. My son Jimmy,
uh-huh,
he's a big Washington fan, and it's tough being a fan. They're just bad one year after the other.
Well, but let me tell you, during the 80s, they were all, when I was there, they were incredible.
Yeah. And then there's that Joe Theismann thing with Lawrence
yeah.
Taylor.
Yeah, Joe Theismann, when I was there, Joe Theismann's, when they broke his leg, that was incredible. Yeah. It was Dexter Manning, it was the Hogs, it was just a great group of people.
Yeah, it sure was. Hey, could you put me in for the market?
No. Sure.
Oh, darn it. Sure. Darn it.
Give me month and day of birth.
February 8th.
Oh, yeah, you and I have birthdays close to each other.
Yeah, pretty close together. That's why I like it so much.
Is that my charm and personality, huh?
Yeah, that too.
Jim,
I'm easily swayed.
Jim, it is always a pleasure to talk to you, my old friend.
You too, folks. Have a good day.
Thanks. Jim and I go way, 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 way back. He's a great guy. Great guy. Speaking of another great guy, Red Top.
Good Friday, Jim. I wish the weather was a little better, but it's going to get better.
So. Man, I tell you what, yesterday was incredible.
Oh, it was. Man, up at the lake, it was just gorgeous, and it was about time.
Crystal blue sky, sitting on my deck, squirrels dancing and playing. It was great.
Man, I had a bunch. You know, I feed them every afternoon, and I've got the same ones been coming down about 10 years now. And I got names for them, and I recognize them. I do believe they recognize their name, too, believe it or not.
What is the life expectancy of a squirrel?
That's a good question. Depends on if they got plucked off the tree by an owl like one did one day in front of all of them.
Oh, well.
His life expectancy was real damn short at that moment.
Yeah, like lunchtime.
I mean, it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There were about 8 squirrels out there eating, and I was watching them. And that owl came down so fast, nobody saw it. Me nor the squirrels, and we all sat there with our mouth open and went, wow.
Yep.
Made me want to go inside. I just heard they might be trying to extend this impeachment trial to actually Tuesday or Wednesday next week, just with procedural crap and all that.
Yeah, that is the only way that they could do it. But what's going to have to happen is they voted on 2 hours worth of debate about witnesses, and they could vote the witnesses and vote them down. And what Schumer is probably going to do is throw out 10 motions that are there. And if they do 10 of them, you're talking about debate could be 30 minutes each, so You're talking about 5 hours worth of debate now. Under the rules, McConnell can shut that down. He can just say, we're going to put them all together. Let's vote them all at one time. We'll talk about them all at one time. We'll allow an hour deliberation, and we'll vote them all right then.
Gotcha. Because the Iowa caucus is Monday or Tuesday?
Monday. State of the Union is Tuesday.
Okay.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Wouldn't this would be by design to delay acquittal to beyond the State of the Union. So Donald Trump can't say he's been acquitted, I would imagine. That's a great part of the tactic, don't you think?
I would think that would go into play because I'm not sure what other reason a delay would help out, unless they've got some Kavanaugh-type grenade sitting around somewhere.
Oh, yeah. No, the grenades are all under the Democrats' butts. And they're blowing up as we speak. Man, these statements that these people are making today are beyond
way out there.
It
is outrageous. Outrageous.
It's an insult. It's an insult. And it's not good because they're already trying to disown the election process coming up and make it as dishonorable as possible. That's not the way to go about doing things.
No, then that's exactly what they're doing.
Yes, and Joey, I do believe we just experienced a quid pro quo with Dan Morris. Don't you remember the signing the $50 bill? I do believe that's a quid pro quo, Dan.
If they did actually, but the $50 bill was never delivered and there was no signature on it.
And I was doing it because there was corruption.
right. He had a corrupt intent.
And I could be wrong, guys, but I do believe a lot of the president's attorneys are left-handed. I think I counted almost 3/4 of them. But fine with me. I'd just soon have left-handers on the right side. It'll be
which happens for left-handed, by the way. You know.
Yes, very left-handed.
Wait, are you ambidextrous at all?
No, I'm left-handed, Derek.
Oh, okay.
There, you know, ifs, ands, or buts. I'm doing everything backwards.
So you never were a switch hitter playing baseball?
No, I haven't been a switch hitter on any damn thing.
I set that one up.
We got that one.
Yes. I'm sorry. I ain't about to step into that hole, buddy. No switch hitter here.
There you go. We're top. Adios, buddy. I got to go.
Thank you.
Brian Scott, coming back to you.
Show.
I talked not about his suicide. I'd kick it in the head when he was 25. Speed jive, don't want to stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping off the side from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, Sam with juvenile delinquent rap.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done. License number 15033. The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Seen the Troy King commercial with his mom?
I have not, actually. Man.
Talks about people not liking him. If that's where you're starting from, man. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Brian. Brian H., welcome aboard.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. And you today?
I'm doing good. I want to get into the Sweet Creek first off. It was my birthday is 6/23.
You got that, Joey Son?
6/23 for Brian H., sure.
And the main thing, I just wanted to let you know, I listened a few callers back. The postal workers are not for Bernie Sanders because most of us work hard. We don't want to be taken care of from womb to the tomb. So we work hard. So it's going to be another repeat like Reagan did. The unions do what they want to do.
Yeah, rank and file votes the way they want to, leadership, and they're not in touch.
No, not a bit. They only protect the ones that don't want to work.
Are you still a postal worker?
Yes, sir. I sure am every day.
There you go, Brian. I appreciate you. What session do you work out of?
Prattville.
Oh, wow. Okay. Brian, thank you for the telephone call. I've got your name in, buddy.
All right. Talk to you later. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Scott Simmons.
Hey. Hey, guys, what's going on?
Occupational Scott Simmons. Occupational tax, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I used to have a big red banner on my sign, and I feel like we were able to get Todd to stop talking about it when I ran against him a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
But if Glenn Pruitt's for it, I think we don't have a choice.
So, there you go. It's really sad.
I mean, we all love Glenn Pruitt, but this is where we part ways.
Yeah. But, I'm not sure. Why do you think Glenn's doing that?
I heard you talk about it, and your commentary struck a chord with me that he wants to be liked by the police and fire and other city services.
Mm-hmm.
And that struck true with me, but I don't know for sure if that's it, but that felt right. So, he's been in the city council a long time, and he is in the middle. You know what I mean? He's in that. He's massaging the city. He's massaging his people. He's got to keep everybody around him happy. And so, you know, he's in a balancing act in the city of Montgomery with as many Democrats that are in this city too. So. Anyway, so that's what I think about that. I was calling you to ask you a question about what your opinion was on the Democrat side is who do we want Trump to run against? Who, I mean, is Bernie Sanders the guy that we really want to win this nomination?
That's a great question. It depends on whether you think that Joe Biden, if he gets a nomination or gets close to the nomination, that he's going to implode because of Ukraine, Burisma, and some other things. That is a dominant discussion when you're talking about Biden and you're putting some longevity on him. If you want somebody that can't get out of their own way, that has got so much of a history of them, that they'll, every time they turn around, they're going to walk into a knife, that's Bernie Sanders. So either one, I think, wins. I think you beat either one. I think the question is how much damage. If it's Bernie Sanders, I think it's going to look a lot like McGovern.
Okay, well, see, I feel like Bernie Sanders is going to end up with Warren's votes for sure. And I feel like, you know, if things keep in the same direction, you know, they're going to end up around 40%, you know. And so then I look at Bloomberg, and I think he's going to eat into, I think it's going to be him and Biden. And so I think that if Bernie has that type of lead with those two guys dividing up everything else, it creates probably they're going to have a broker convention. Then when that happens, Bernie's probably out through that process. And
I tell you what, if Bernie walks into that convention and he's got the most delegates and it's a broker convention and he doesn't get it, whoever is the Democrat nominee will get their butts kicked because the Sanders people will not vote for them. I have talked to several for real Sanders people. I mean, and they go, if that happens, it's all over.
I wonder, is there going to be a national push for Republicans to vote for Bernie during the, you know, to go into the Democrat primary and vote for Bernie?
No, in open primaries, yeah.
I hope they don't do that because I think anybody that jimmies an election will get, something will happen to them.
Well, but, I kind of, you know, that. You get where I'm coming from, though.
I hear you. I've heard that strategy out there before, and some people have actually alluded to the fact that the reason Trump went to Iowa is so the turnout would be better for Bernie. I said, well, I missed that line in his speech. I missed it. Go out and vote for Bernie. But I can see, if Bernie wins Iowa, I can see on Monday, I can see Trump on Tuesday night, State of the Union, look over to his right and say, congratulations, Bernie, on your big victory in Iowa.
Exactly. Oh, this is getting fun.
I know. It's the whole thing with the impeachment kind of getting out of the way, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
And if they start it again, hopefully the Republicans have learned their lesson that they need to be on top of it. They need to attack it. But this whole thing with Iowa and New Hampshire, now I think Biden's going to win South Carolina, which still keeps him in the game, and then you get into Super Tuesday, and we're going to know how effective Bloomberg is. And right now, Bernie will win California.
But he's looking
big.
More effective than you expect. So, but Bernie winning California, yeah, that would be big, yeah. But Bloomberg, I feel like he's going to be, you know, he's going to take that $1 billion and go and start eating away at Biden. I really do. He's at 9% nationally today, and that ahead of Buttigieg. And so
one thing about that is the numbers that you're citing are registered voters. Registered voter doesn't mean squat. You had a 62% turnout in 2016 for the general election. Registered voters, that means that 38% of the people who are registered voters didn't show up. So when you do a registered voter poll and you are heavy in advertising, doesn't happen. You have got to have an organization to identify and turn your voters out. And I don't see that from Bloomberg operation. And he's got has staff here in Alabama.
It would seem like people like Warren, when they're talking about her dropping out, or if, you know, or Klobuchar or the others, it seemed like that he would start to absorb those people. So, but they're still not working for him right now.
Well, Delaney dropped out today. Where are his two votes going?
I don't hear. I didn't even hear he dropped out.
That's how insignificant he is, Scott.
Yeah. Well, I'm enjoying their fight now. It's the impeachment's getting behind us, and from this point forward, it's going to be a lot more fun.
Yeah, so, really, I agree with you completely. Scott, great talking to you. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show, right after this.
In your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump's legal team and House managers are in the debate phase of the Senate impeachment trial, each side laying out their case. Democrats appear short of votes needed from Republicans to call witnesses.
If my Republican colleagues refuse to consider witnesses and documents in this trial, the president's acquittal will be meaningless because it will be the result of a sham trial.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer. If a vote for witnesses fails, Republicans are expected to move quickly to acquit the president on the charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The Trump administration is overturning an Obama-era ban on the use of landmines for use in war. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says landmines are an important tool
to ensure mission success and in order to reduce risk to forces.
Critics say the change will endanger civilians. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of scattered showers will be around from time to time today and into the early evening hours tonight. And those showers will taper off, I think, during the overnight hours tonight. The high today in the mid-50s, low tonight at around 42. Tomorrow, an isolated shower is not completely out of the question. I think the rain chances are very small. We'll see a high around 60 tomorrow, and then Super Bowl Sunday is still looking great. Highs in the mid to upper 60s, plenty of sunshine, just a beautiful day. I think we'll be near 70 on Monday and dry, then scattered showers returning Monday night through Tuesday, Wednesday, and probably Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, boys and girls, we've taken a census here, so we're going to go ahead and do a drawing for this weekly farm market gift basket.
Yes. The random number generator has been queued up.
Beep, 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 beep.
We need to get actual sound effects.
We
need that. But anyway, the winner is Jenny B.
Jenny B, my dear, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up for your Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Don't forget, Sweet Creek Farm Market has got the large Boston butt on sale. Dan Morris Show listeners, Super Bowl special, $25. You know what that is? A bargain. Give them a call, 280-FARM, 280-FARM, Old Navy. Old Navy!
Good afternoon.
How are you, my friend?
I am recovering. I had hand surgery a week ago.
Remember that. How are you doing?
Well, I can put my socks on myself now.
Oh, that's good. I know Judy appreciates that.
Yeah, she does.
Is Judy cutting your meat for you like you're a little kid?
Yes. Yes, she is. And she had to wash the barnacles off for about a week. I figured out how to do it myself last night.
Ah, okay.
I need an update. When I went to bed last night, I was pretty sure I was hearing that the Democrats had had enough rhinos roll over and play dead so that there was going to be witnesses.
Nope.
And now today, I'm hearing that it's gone the other way.
Yeah, it really changed.
So what
happened? Well, Lamar Alexander at about 8:30 Central Time did an announcement and said, I'm not voting for witnesses. So that left, then your vote would have been 51-49 if Murkowski didn't go. If Murkowski had gone with witnesses, it would have been 50-50. Then she announced this morning, and people kind of had a pretty good feeling. As I told the audience, I was talking to somebody in Richard Shelby's office who has their finger on the pulse of this thing, and their conclusion was that they were not going to see witnesses.
That's good.
That is good.
Excellent. I heard a rumor that after that open mic exchange between Bernie and his running mate, Elizabeth, that he was going to send her a smallpox blanket.
In memory of the Cherokee Indians.
That's all I got. Have a great day.
Thanks, Old Navy. I'm glad you're doing better from your surgery. And tell Judy I said hi. Let's go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, old buddy. Well, I was going to put my name, my number in for that. But I won it one time from you guys a long time ago when Greg came into the situation. That put something up my way. Well, I ain't going to bore you, Dad. Make a long story short, Greg told me, I said, well, you won, there's two of them, and somebody else has won. I said, well, hell, Greg, flip a coin. If I win, I win. If I don't, hey. I had a business up there, my guy. And I won, and I mean, everything was really great. But what I really like to say...
And by the way, we went back to you to try to get, see if you wanted to get in, and when Joey went to your call, you weren't there.
I know, I'm sorry. Phone's cut out. I guess I need to update. But what I really like to say, if what you and Joey think about having one of them bobbleheads with the... what's her name up there? Because her head keeps shaking.
Nancy Pelosi, yeah.
I mean, this is so ridiculous. I can't understand why in the heck does this keep on coming on and coming. I mean, why does it keep on happening? I listen to you guys when y'all have it on the radio. If I'm out in my car or something like that, but. This is really dangerous stuff, and I'm surprised that they haven't even tried like they did with John F. Kennedy. And, hey, I would have been a Democrat back then. He was a nice guy. He's trying to do this, do that. But I'm surprised somebody hasn't even tried.
Tried what?
To assassinate him.
Assassinate Trump?
Yeah, as big as... all this stuff that is going on, because these Democrats, they act like it's a purge. Have you ever seen that movie that comes on, The Purge?
The Kurds?
The Purge, yes, I've heard of Purge.
Yeah, Jerry knows what I'm talking about, but that's what it seems like that the Democrats are looking at. Not to be a purge, Jerry. You know better than that, but the thing about it is it's getting very dangerous for the president, and he's doing the best he can, and he's real good.
Yeah, I agree with you on all that.
And I'm telling you guys that, hey, y'all have a good one. I love you guys.
Thanks. Take it easy. Thanks, Tom. You have a great weekend.
And Cooper is on line three.
Cooper!
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I'm good. I missed it. What did Murkowski say?
Murkowski said that she's going to impeach Donald Trump personally. No, Murkowski said she was not going to vote for witnesses.
Well, I'm pleasantly surprised.
Me too.
Now all we got to see is if... Do you think that gives cover to all the Democrats who might have been wavering?
Well, now, remember, there's a vote for witnesses. And right now, there will be no witnesses. And the Democrats are apoplectic about it. Then the next vote is going to be on all these motions. I got word that Schumer's going to throw out there to try to tie things up.
Yeah, well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But what I'm wondering is, on the vote for witnesses, do you think any Democrat will vote no on witnesses?
No, I think it's an easy vote to vote yes for witnesses for a Democrat. I think it's a harder vote to vote for impeachment for a Democrat, some Democrats.
I was listening to...
And by the way, I understand I didn't share this with the audience for my conversation, but... Mitt Romney and Collins are strictly for witnesses. It's believed that they're going to vote for acquittal. So if you get their vote and then you get two other Democrat votes, which is kind of the thinking right now, then you're up to 55 to 45. That's a good number.
Yeah. Well, I honestly have never been concerned about conviction. Unless, you know, they keep dragging us out, something comes up. I don't know what it could be. Because I think Alexander was right. What he did was not impeachable. But I was listening a minute ago to Schumer run his mouth.
Oh, boy.
Talking about how, of course, their mantra now is, if you don't have witnesses, you don't have documents, the acquittal's invalid.
Yeah.
And what really bugs me about that is not that they say it. I expect them to say it. But what bugs me is you get a couple of these weak Republicans who buy into it. And they should know it doesn't matter if you vote for witnesses, because then the next thing will be, if you don't vote to convict, it's invalid.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to say it's invalid no matter what.
Exactly. And let me tell you something. This is not over. They're going to try to shame Republicans into this. This is all about Schumer trying to get the majority.
Yeah, well, I hope the Alabamians realize how important that one little senator seat we got could have been.
I think they do. The question is, will we lose any others that are out there as a prisoner exchange, such as McSally in Arizona, Gardner in Colorado, which I think Gardner will actually pull it out.
Well, I was going to say something. I lost my train of thought.
Uh-oh, old man syndrome, old man syndrome.
You know what it's like when you get old?
They don't let you fly airplanes.
It just came back, as I mentioned to Joey this morning. You know, as soon as it's over, we're going to have impeachment 2.0.
Absolutely. This is not over.
It's not going to end. We're going to go through this for the next 5 years. And I think they hate this guy so much. They're going to go after him after he's out of office.
Probably so.
Yeah. Hey, enjoy the show, Dan. Thanks for the word on Murkowski. That cheered me up.
I'm glad I could do that for you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Love cheering someone up with the facts. Wow. Let's see what we've got left here. Hello, Keith. In Iowa. The political scene in Iowa, par excellence, Ed O'Keefe, CBS.
There are just 3 days until the Iowa caucus. President Trump is trying to steal the spotlight, though, from Democrats there. The president rallied his supporters in Des Moines last night, and he mocked the Democratic candidates and slammed his impeachment trial. Ed O'Keefe is in Des Moines for us. Ed, good morning. So this is the official start of the campaign season. What's the mood like in Iowa?
Well, Tony, much like everything else these days, this is a little different. You know, normally 3 days out before a caucus, this would probably be the lead story. Thanks to the impeachment trial, it isn't. Thanks to the impeachment trial, there are a few candidates missing because they're still serving on that jury. And the subject of that impeachment trial, well, he showed up here last night looking for votes.
Those who knock on doors.
For the past year, Iowa has been home to mostly Democratic presidential candidates. But last night, the man they want to beat showed up too.
During this campaign season, the good people of Iowa have had a front row seat to the lunacy and the madness of the totally sick left.
The totally sick left. So let's stay with that, okay, before we go to this quick break here. He's going to be talking about Iowa and, again, impeachment.
Ahead of Mr. Trump's arrival, Joe Biden called him out, saying the president lacks the moral character for the job.
Oh, thanks,
Joe. He's more bully than president, and he's having an incredibly corrosive effect on our nation.
With the senators running for president stuck in Washington for the impeachment trial, the state has been left to the non-senators like Biden and former Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who's trying to elbow his way into the spotlight by directly targeting the candidates at the top.
I hear Vice President Biden saying that this is no time to take a risk on someone new. And then I hear Senator Sanders calling for a kind of politics that says you've got to go all the way here and nothing else counts.
When asked about Buttigieg's attack, Biden swung back, saying he's had more voter support than the small city mayor.
Look, you guys have seen Pete. He's a good guy. You've seen Bernie. You've seen me. You know, I mean, some things just self-evident contrast. You know, I've got more than 8,600 votes in my life.
As for those senators running for president, of course, they're stuck at the trial. So if there's a vote tonight, the earliest we might see them back on the campaign trail is some point tomorrow. But, Tony, keep this in mind. This is Kansas City chief country, so you're not going to see much campaigning on Sunday ahead of the Super Bowl, meaning these candidates have precious few hours left to reach vote.
I'd be doing a Super Bowl party myself. Let me go to a break. Final segment of the Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF, and then Joey and I, we're out of here.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. If you hadn't been here, it's easy to get to right off I-65 at North Boulevard. Then take that first exit. That's Louisville Street at the bottom of the ramp. Turn right, and turn right again. Three times, follow it to the end of the road. You'll come to the Capitol Oyster Bar. Along the way, you'll pass our RV resort. That's right. If you want to get down here and spend a weekend on the river, we got boats you can rent out. Bring your RV with you. If you want to stay a little longer, we'll take care of you. Y'all, we got the high-speed internet down here, security. That internet's so fast, you punch a button and it goes, whoop, there it is. There we go. So all we got now, let's get to some entertainment news. No show this Sunday because we've got a big football game, so we'll probably close around 4 or 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon. We'll close up early this Sunday. Next Sunday, Eden Brent will be in town. So, oh, yeah, got some crawfish starting to come in, too. So all you folks that love some crawfish, that's the time of the season's getting here. So we're cooking up fresh seafood. We've been missing you. Y'all get down here soon. Let's come on down here to the river.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Joe, we have celebrities that just walked into the studio.
I know.
The pedophile stuff. Oh, my God. You can tell it's getting close to Friday. It is Friday. Wait a minute.
Always good to see Eddie Bader and Sus Botlow here in the studio.
Did their parole officer bring them in here today?
No, I am. And I'm watching over you, too.
Uh-oh.
Okay,
don't let the cat out of the bag here.
An unfortunate thing just happened as we were laughing.
The computer went out.
Went down, so we don't have any clips.
So let's do a show without clips.
Yeah.
Let's do a talk show without talking. I love it. Okay, so no clips, so you guys have got to call. There's one. No. Yeah, Elizabeth Warren leftover?
Yeah, I think it does it play? Yeah, this one will play.
Okay, this is Elizabeth Warren cheeky question about Roberts.
The question from Senator Warren is for the House managers. At a time when large majorities of Americans have lost faith in government, does the fact that the Chief Justice is presiding over an impeachment trial in which Republican senators have thus far refused to allow witnesses or evidence contribute to the loss of legitimacy of the Chief Justice, the Supreme Court, and the Constitution?
Don't you know he wants to use the B word right after that?
Yeah, oh my goodness.
That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. Elizabeth Warren's not doing herself any good. I think she's going to get spanked in Iowa right now. Des Moines Register is, even though they endorsed her, they're not giving her the love she needs here. Kim? Welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you today, my dear?
I'm good. I just have one thing. If for some reason Doug Jones votes for acquittal, it's because they know they don't have the votes and they're trying to secure his seat. You know, I hope people aren't fooled if that happens. Only vote for acquittal if Nancy and old Mr. Schumer tell him he can't. So, that's the political game. If they wanted him to try to keep his seat, then it probably would be a smart thing since they're going to lose it anyway. So I don't know if they would do that, but I hope that Alabamians aren't fooled by that kind of gesture.
Well, there's nothing that I've seen when I've looked at polling where you put Doug Jones against Tuberville, Doug Jones against anybody, against Bradley Byrne, Doug Jones against Jeff Sessions. There's nobody that Doug Jones can beat.
I'm just on my knees at night praying that's true. I'm so sick of him, and I'm just really irritated that the people of Alabama were so short-sighted that they didn't let the natural process take its place. And if something had happened with Roy Moore, then the governor could have appointed another senator. It's just so short-sighted. And it's just funny to me that after all that happened, all those accusers just faded away. So.
Well, Kim, we'll see in the fullness of time. Now, let me tell you, that primary is not far from now, and it's not that Doug Jones is involved in that, but once you get into the primary, and if we have a runoff, which right now I believe we will, there will be a very sophisticated poll that will come out not long after that, and it will show those two against Doug Jones. Anything I've seen, Doug Jones gets spanked. I'm talking about somewhere, the highest number I've ever seen him is at 38%.
Wow. Let me ask you one more question.
Sure.
You talked to me about a dog, and I gave you a name of someone to talk to. Did you ever connect with her?
I did not, because if you remember, you did that at the Thanksgiving holiday.
Uh-huh.
And I did not call because it was Thanksgiving holiday, and dogs okay. like turkey, too.
Okay. All right. You take care, then.
Thank you, Kim. Brexit is upon us.
Yes, today's the day.
Today's the day. Let's listen in.
Almost 4 years after Britain voted for Brexit, the UK is finally set to leave the European Union. The historic day has been greeted with some triumphant headlines in Britain, but not everyone is celebrating. As Britain ends its 47-year membership of the EU, the country's future remains uncertain. Mark Phillips is outside the Houses of Parliament in London. Mark, What happens now?
It has been a long goodbye, this business of the UK leaving the European Union, and it's not over yet. Officially, the UK is out at 11 p.m. here tonight. But this is less the end of what seemed like an endless process as the starting gun for what comes next.
It's been an emotional farewell for some. Members of the European Parliament in Brussels sang Auld Lang Syne for departing British members. But the UK will continue to pay membership dues and follow EU rules for the next year while a new trade deal is worked out, if it is.
Freedom! Democracy!
It was a gloating goodbye for Nigel Farage, the freedom, British politician democracy. Who has made it his life's work to get the UK out of Europe.
I know you want to ban our national flags, but we're going to wave you goodbye.
Put your flags away, you're leaving.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Brexit will unleash Britain's potential. Others say it will diminish Britain and placed a love note on the White Cliffs of Dover facing France.
The winners and losers in the Brexit battle will hold respective rallies here today. For the winners, a celebration. For the losers, a wake. The battle may be over, but Anthony, the arguments go on.
Goodbye, Brexit. Hello, free UK. Okay, I'm going out with this. I want to really emphasize that Wallace and Moody Realty and my two good friends, Christy and Paul Mello, are there, and they're ready to serve you. Skip Zillow, call Mello. You're looking for a listing to list your house? I want you to call either Paul or Christy. They are wonderful people. I've known them for a lot of years. Give them a call and give you Paul's cell phone number first. 399-7648. Christie's is 398-3434. I go way back with Christie in particular, but Paul, we were sweet mates in my office, known him for a lot of years. Christie knows her family, top to bottom. Her dad literally saved my life from cancer, got me to go out to MD Anderson. They are wonderful, wonderful people. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. But be back Monday at 12 o'clock and I keep doing this until I get it right. Super Bowl weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Grippy Dale the Great, he's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. It does not appear Democrats have convinced enough Republicans to call witnesses in the